moving.
Despite long lines, delays, and cancellations, airline passengers are paying more to travel, and they're making do with less.
You cannot take beverages, shampoo, suntan lotion, creams.
With new airport restrictions in place, some passengers say flying around the world has become more frustrating and less glamorous.
Today it's a nightmare, unbelievable.
Flights are always a problem.
Due to higher fuel costs and reduced profits, airline analysts say ticket prices are 10% higher than they were last summer. And with fewer planes flying fewer routes, passengers are looking for alternatives.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard EOS.
EOS is one of two new airlines flying business class only flights to London. The airline boasts 48 seats on a plane built to hold 220. Another fledgling carrier, MaxJet, has three times the legroom as regular coach with 100 seats on a plane built to hold twice as many. For some passengers, the contrast is striking.
Night and day. It's comfortable.
There's a lot less stress involved. They really pay attention to all the small things.
EOS offers flatbed seats for about $3,000 round trip, less than half the usual business class fare. MaxJet is offering the same service for $1,500. Kevin Doyle, senior editor at Condé Nast magazine, says there's a reason why both airlines are making money.
I think it has to do with the public's desire for comfort and value. I think it's that simple.
And travel analysts say established airlines are paying attention. United Airlines, which posted a profit this year, recently withdrew a fare increase on its business class tickets. And two more airlines have announced their intentions to fly business class only flights next year. Milosz Sega, VOA News.